You mentioned that you saw people on the road outside of the building. Explain that scene.
I saw there's maybe about 30 or 40 people.
Survive that kind of smoke.
That's a very haunting description that Bob Kerr just gave of that low-flying aircraft near the White House, and one can only wonder if that was something that ultimately ended up in the Pentagon.
We just saw a live picture of what seemed to be a portion of the building falling away from the World Trade Center. If we can re-rack that to about 20 seconds ago, you'll see something dramatic happening. And I don't know whether it's another explosion or a portion of the building falling away, but something major just happened at that building. Here we go to the tape.
We have the tape.
Watch what happens in the left-hand tower. I don't know if this is the correct tape. There, something there is about to happen, falling away right there.
Yeah, it looks like a big chunk of it has just peeled away.
Doesn't make sense.
Mysterious bright flashes were seen from the chopper that was dropping a line out above the South Tower moments before it became the first steel structure in history to collapse.
Capital evacuated. The Sears Tower in Chicago has been evacuated. There was no threat of an attack against the Sears Tower, but they're obviously going to quit while they're ahead. There. And all of this world.
Oh, wait.
There's two World Trade Center, and that's where the second explosion occurred about 15 minutes later.
I can still see flames shooting out of a bolt, so it's an incredible sight. Do you have, obviously they've told the planes to come down, so do you have any shots right now of it?
We've got a shot looking up from the ground at the side of the tower there, but we're not looking at the actual crater on the side, but we can certainly see the smoke coming from the building. Have you had a sense over the past hour? Because from what I'm seeing, there's as much smoke as there was an hour ago. That they have not made much of a dent in this fire. I don't even know how much fire equipment they've been able to move up onto those.
Oh, it's just coming down, Pat. It is just coming down.
Watch the right
it's
side.
It's exploding.
It's ripping apart.
It is billowing. Pat, the debris is flying. I'm going to run.
Okay. All right. We hope that Kristen was.
In Washington, a terrorist alert because the Pentagon was hit by a plane, and there's a fire on the Washington Mall.
And in.
And their LA has a tactical alert where they're beginning to evacuate buildings. And then there's also another decision by the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration. No planes are going to be allowed to take off.
I just secured this video.
There's nothing we can do.
בדקות הבאות, בעוד המרחב האווירי של ארצות הברית וניו יורק במיוחד נסגר למטוסים, יהיה מסוק זה כלי הטיס היחיד באוויר מעל מרכז הסחר העולמי החרב.
New York's Mayor Rudy Giuliani, on what was to be an election day, the mayor not up for re-election because of term limits, but the election has been postponed.
Explosions rocked the Pentagon as well. Apparently, a hijacked plane crashed into the Pentagon.
So you mentioned that you saw people on the road outside of the building. Explain that scene.
I saw there's maybe about 30 or 40 people covered in bandages and blood. It looks like a lot of them were on the floor of one of the exchanges.
We're not sure exactly what happened, but it was another explosion to the far side of one of the buildings where we're standing. There's an operation and another explosion to the right-hand side.
Always a witness for history, I guess. That day we're chosen to be the witness.